Dating. Weird thing to be talking about in these strange times, huh? Well, I can't help but do this. It's something that has been bubbling under the surface for a very long time, and I've been dying to talk about it. And now the summer is here. It's a new season of watermelons and mangoes and siestas and daydreams. No more GBS, no more talk of illness and survival, no more life and death stuff. This is life 10.0 and more. By the way, I must also celebrate 500 plays of the Fort podcast. 498 to be precise, the last time I checked. Not bad for a rank amateur, huh? On that note, where do I begin my new season? Ah, yes. So you see, I've been on various online dating apps for the past year and a half. Minus the time I was laid up in hospital, and further subtracting the months I just about lost it with the kind of people I kept coming across these apps, and then just logged the hell out of them for weeks at a time. It's been a mixed bag, to put it mildly. But it's sure been a bag full of surprises too. In fact, it's the piñata that keeps on giving the more you flog it. And I've flogged the life out of it. To the extent that there are people I meet on some of these apps, like you would old friends, or co-conspirators that you might steal away from. Hey, didn't we bump into each other on Bumble some time ago? Ah, what happened? Why did you change your name? I still know it's you. And yeah, I'm still not interested. And on we go, spinning in familiar circles. Sometimes at least. At other times, I'm pleasantly surprised at what jumps out from the piñata. Now this lockdown has been a true revelation of sorts, and a reaffirmation, if you will. But before I share some thoughts on my dating escapades during this lockdown, I have a caveat to enter first. None of the stuff I'm about to tell you in this new podcast season and this summer series of sorts on dating is in any way meant to mock these wonderful apps, or the mostly wonderful people who sign up for them. Heck, I'm one. And I'm not just a guest on one, but a familiar face on multiple apps by now, I'm sure. You may find me on Tinder, or on Bumble, or hiding in a corner on Hinge. I've even frequented the haunted halls of OkCupid. And may the Lord forgive me my trespasses on the algorithm-less aisle. Still, despite all the weird or disappointing stuff I've come across in this past year, you won't find a more enthusiastic advocate of it all than me. The simple truth is that I love these goddamn dating apps. Oh, I do. It's online dating itself during a global pandemic. That's a bit of a problem. Because unfortunately, despite all the geographical barriers that these apps have finally broken open to accommodate this virus from hell, all that this amounts to, in essence, even if you happen to be in the same damn town, is akin to spot jogging. You work hard at it, you sweat it out, you get tired as hell, yet you go nowhere at all. You find yourself standing in the same damn place you started from. But those of you listening in who know me at all will know that I am an eternal optimist. So yes, there is a promising and shining silver lining that I would love to tell you about. Also, the reason why I still have not given up on online dating, despite the many, many disappointments and misplaced hopes of half-decent dates in the future. It's because there is a world out there full of people across the globe, and often in my own city, that I would have never known about had I not signed up and taken a chance on complete strangers to evaluate and judge me. These are people, some of whom have become familiar friends even, that I would never have known or even bumped into in the normal course of my life. And that's as truthful as it gets. What's more, it is with some of them that I've spent some truly fun or enlightening afternoons and evenings, fueled by coffee, drinks, or dessert, and on rare occasions, all three. Well, let's leave it at that for now. How do I begin to slot them all? Well, there have been bankers, artists, pro cricketers even, batsmen, bowlers, and consummate all-rounders, movie makers, journalists, troublemakers, entrepreneurs, marketers, investors, techies, architects and lawyers, cops and engineers, the supremely shy boys, and the slick silver-tongued liars, the politically aspirant, and the infuriatingly morally superior, the photographers and fellow Instagrammers and wordsmiths. Thrown into the mix of my days are all the WhatsApp good morning messages and right-wing tirades, as well as the hello Preeti G and sup girl brigades. There are the breathtakingly crazy adrenaline junkies and true adventure nuts. And then there are the ones with the mandatory picture of the one adventure that gave them that perfect profile picture to put on their dating app. One that I sorely lack on my dating bio, by the way. The lack of it might make some mistake me for a totally non-adventurous soul. Well, to be honest, I may not pet or bottle feed heavily sedated tigers in Thailand. I have never jumped out of an airplane. I don't think I will ever dive with sharks or dine on stuff I killed or caught in a jungle. I'm not going to hang from elasticized ropes or hang tight in a makeshift tent in the wilderness. I'm a farmer's daughter who's lived on a farm but who is now a dyed-in-the-wool city girl. I don't need substances to get high. I gave up smoking 11 months ago, and Daru no longer feels like an old friend. But let no man doubt my adventurous soul or my appetite for the new, the scary, or the supremely crazy. I've been on these apps for over a year now, and boy, I haven't lost my cheer or the hope of finding something that lies beyond hope, beyond the realm of ordinary possibilities, beyond a handful of words or pictures on my phone, beyond the seductive music in my ears and the half spring in my uneven step, beyond the mundane and the monotonous, beyond me, beyond this extraordinary life and its fleeting pleasures, beyond this goddamn pandemic in which none of us are truly alone. So, tune in to more episodes to come in this season, and I might tell you more about this crazy little thing called And to all you dating doubters and fence sitters out there, come on, take the plunge, hop on. Entertainment is guaranteed. You might even learn something new. What's more, you'll meet a few fellow passengers that are sure to make the journey worth its while.